Burundi's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Antoinette Batumbwira, tells VOA that the proposal to send 1,000 troops to Somalia needs to be approved by Burundi's parliament and senate. She explains the reasons behind the proposal.
The African Union had asked to any country that could contribute troops that it could do so, and we have a battalion that is ready, that is trained for this kind of mission. We have been helped also when we had difficulties, so we would like to also contribute to peace on the continent.
The foreign minister was referring to troops that were brought into Burundi as part of a peace process to end more than a decade of civil war. Meanwhile, in Uganda, the ruling party's efforts to push through a motion in parliament to debate the issue of Ugandan peacekeepers was voted down Wednesday, primarily because most opposition MPs had walked out of the House earlier to protest another issue. The lawmakers had argued that it would be improper for the House to discuss the issue with so many opposition members absent. The ruling National Resistance Movement last month approved a plan to send a contingent of Ugandan peacekeeping troops into Somalia. At the time, the party's director of information, Ofwondo Opondo, told VOA that, in his words, the deployment is as good as done, largely because the National Resistance Movement's caucus constitutes more than two-thirds of the members of parliament. But some Ugandan lawmakers are doubtful about the proposal. Member of Parliament for Gulu, Betty Owal Ochan, explains.
We still have problems also here, and we don't know the terms of these people, and we don't know whether they are going as peacekeepers or they are going as fighters, because right now there is still fighting in Somalia. So there is a lot of mixed feeling there. We are not very sure.
The African Union has approved a plan to send 8,000 African peacekeepers into Somalia as part of efforts to stabilize the country, particularly after the ouster of the Islamic Courts Union. During its summit earlier this week, African Union officials were pushing African countries to contribute troops to the mission. Several countries had indicated that they were thinking of doing so. Since civil war broke out in 1991, militias loyal to clan and subclan-based factions have controlled different parts of the country, with no central authority to provide law and order and even basic services to the population. A transitional Somali parliament was formed in Kenya more than 2 years ago, following a peace process. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。